important facts about Omen and Jacob. Omen met Jacob online before he was signed to Jacob's label Dreamer. According to Hibak Mohammed, Omen said, "I was on the blogs in high school just because I was a nerd and I was into that. More specifically, a rap nerd. We were fans of this artist named Cannabis and we were just like on the fan shore. Even Dreamville producer Elliot was on there. We had text battles and audio battles. It was a bunch of artists on there sharing their work. Moreover, Omen said, we became fans of each other's work. We would talk on instant messenger. Cole was like 15 and I was 17 at that time." That Cole was 15 and Omen was 17 when they met clearly shows that they knew each other way before Dreamville Records was formed. Moreover, Dreamville producer Elliot was also part of the fan site, hence this probably influenced the formation of Dreamville Records. There were text battles and audio battles, hence influencing J. Cole and Omen to become rappers. J. Cole and Omen met when they were teenagers, explaining the reasons why they are close friends. Sharing their work through text battles and audio battles also explains why Omen was signed to Dreamville Records. Can we really say that Omen and Cole are close friends? I believe they are close friends because, as stated by Evan Vaughan, on his music review about Elephant Eyes' album, he said, "Elephant Eyes was damn near finished, an even called classic by Cole himself on the last track of Forest Hills Drive." Cole given a shout out to Omen on his album, Forest Hills Drive, which is known to be the best albums of all time. Could be speculated that Omen and J. Cole have a close friendship. Cole has appreciated Omen's work through text battles and audio battles in the past, and up until this day, he still appreciates Omen's work as an artist and a rapper. They seem to have been good friends since they were teenagers. Omen was the opening act of J. Cole's 2014 Forest Hills Drive tour. It took place in Berlin, Germany on 8th of May 2015. J. Cole and Omen have one thing in common, that is telling a story through their songs. For example, Omen used his album Elephant Eyes to narrate his personal life. For example, on the song Elephant Eyes, Omen mentioned that he got the nickname Elephant Eyes from a woman he liked. He also shows his relationship with his father, which was strained because the father seemed to have chosen his career of his son, Omen. J. Cole used his album, For Your Eyes Only, to show his personal experience. For example, on the song, For Your Eyes Only, Cole acts as a messenger between his late friend, James, and his daughter, Nina. James was living a life of crime, and Cole tried to stop him, but it was in James' blood. This is why Cole explains his friend's experience and how it affected him to the extent he decided to write the song For Your Eyes Only. Omen and J. Cole are similar in a way that they are storytellers. They want listeners to relate to their music, which is why they share their past experiences. Moreover, the fact they started talking when they were teenagers, and then they are part of the same label to this day, clearly shows they are close friends. That's the end of the podcast, and I'll see you next time. Bye.